Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Well, the crisis feels quite real for people paying college tuition right now. The University of Utah and other universities around the state, including Salt Lake Community College as well, have announced that they are seeking a tuition increase. But the University of Utah in particular stood out to us because it's going to hit almost $11,000 a year for in-state undergrad students, Dave.
And the increase is not a terrible increase. It's about 3.5%. It's $300-$400. But as you said, $300 may not be that much until you look at how much it's grown. And the fact that we're looking at $11,000 a year, that is eye-popping.
There's lots of different plans you can, you know, get into to save for college, you know, education. You've got the 529 plan, which you could give, you know, a few hundred dollars a month or whatever you could afford, $50 a month to this plan. It grows over the time that your kid is going through elementary school and high school. And then by the time they get to college, there's some money there. We did our own personal plan. We were saving as much as we could every month. We could afford to save for each of our three kids. So by the time they got to 18 and graduated from high school, they at least had some money. Although I want to be clear, it wasn't nearly enough. Even though we'd saved for couple of decades, it still wasn't enough for each child to fully go through and get their four-year degrees without supplementing it. So they supplemented it with things like scholarships and other programs. And, you know, maybe they're down the road, their employer will pay to some degree. Some employers do pay for them to achieve their college degree and not come out of it with debt. There's student loans as well. In a moment, we're going to talk to the University of Utah's Chief Human Resources Officer because I've heard of another life hack, and that is if parents go to work at the school, or maybe the student goes to work at the school full time, they might get a discount on tuition.
There's a lot of different ways you can help pay for school, but I wanted to pick your brain a little bit. As a mom and dad that saved for decades mm-hmm. for their kids' schooling, what were your expectations? How far did you think that money would go, and or were you underwhelmed?
3 years. I felt like it would get them through 3 years. And then the fourth year, we would either cobble together another plan, or by then, maybe they were in a position to help. But for sure, I thought 3 years. And then we were lucky to get like a year and a half out of our last child, who ended up going to the University of Utah. It felt really expensive. And I was disappointed that even though we'd saved all those years, we weren't quite going to make it to cover all the expenses. But the good news is they all have some degree in one case or the other. My youngest is now looking to get into medical school. And so it's onward and upward. University of Utah Chief Human Resources Officer Jeff Herring live on the line. Hi, Jeff.
Hello. How are you today?
Really good. And I am curious because I think this is a great opportunity to get some answers for parents. Or maybe there's a life hack involved. If you're a full-time employee, well, tell me, I hope so. If you're a full-time employee at the U, do you get a discount on tuition?
You do. And I just got to share with you, Debbie, that I am also a parent that has a student at the University of Utah. So I know
yes.
what you talk about.
Yes. Do you open up the tuition bill with the eyes closed? It's expensive.
It is. We look at it in terms of value, and I still think an education at any of our institutions across the state are great values. But it is something that is increasing, and it's an investment into our children's future. So, that being said, you're talking about the employee benefit, and it is a real benefit. 50% off of tuition benefit is not a small matter. So
I think sometimes when people think working for the university, they're thinking, "Oh, well, I'm not a professor. Like, what are we talking about?"
Any employee, now for the employee themselves, the only criteria is that you're there for 6 months, and for a spouse, you know, sometimes our spouses go together to get a graduate degree or even an undergrad degree, and that's a year wait on that. And for kids, so I've got another child that's a freshman, so anyone that has freshmen out there, you know, a 3 year is the wait for a child to be employee, and it's a faculty or a staff, so 3 years, and it's a 50% discount on the tuition at the University of Utah.
So if you really time out your child's life and your career, you could, and if you're working in another field, or maybe you're deciding to go back into the workforce, you apply, you get, is it full-time employment, Jeff? It has to be full-time employment to qualify?
It is.
Okay.
A 0.75 FTE, so full-time employment is what we're looking for those. But it's, you know, the University of Utah has got a lot of jobs. Most of our institutions are small cities. And so you know, it's not just faculty. It's not just in the academic sphere. We've got everyone from facilities crews to police officers to, you know, all sorts of trades and industries. We're always looking for great talent.
I was going to say, I would imagine plumbers and electricians, you probably need everything.
We need everything.
Well, and so I'm thinking to myself, if I would have thought about this, even though I'm never going to leave KSL, but still, right? I mean, if you think about it, you could go to work with enough advance notice of your child, you know, going through high school, you could go to work at a university or, you know, a college, and then your child after 3 years could qualify for 50% off tuition.
That's right.
Wow.
And, you know, so many of our students also work. Now, we're a very a debt averse society here in Utah. And so if they don't mind, you know, trying to burn the candle on both ends, which is never great, but if they are the employee themselves, then it's at a 6 month wait for the employee.
That's even better. That makes even more sense. So they go to work at the university full time, and then they only have to wait 6 months before they get that 50% off.
That's right.
Coupon. That's awesome.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it surprises me. It surprised me when I was at college is how many opportunities there were, whether you're working for the university itself, there were tuition waivers. It's not just athletic scholarships out there where you can get a deal. And I think this is something that's probably a little bit surprising to folks. How do they learn about this? Or this is obviously offered at the University of Utah. Where would I go and find out if other places offer this kind of stuff?
Well, I do know in working with our colleague institutions that most offer some benefit as well. So primarily that goes through the benefits, since this is an employee benefit, through their HR websites on the respective institution's website. So, you know, most of the time there's good benefits, but this is one that's really, you know, is becoming increasingly advantageous for people is this employee tuition benefit.
Jeff, in just the last 30 seconds we have left, is it just undergraduate degrees or is also master's programs as well that are included in this discount?
It's 50% off the base of graduate programs as well. So yes, it is. And so what you see is for our undergraduate, it's mostly our children at the University of Utah that are taking advantage of that. But when you get up to the graduate degree, it is a lot of times the employee themselves or the spouse furthering their education.
Well, thank you for joining us, Debbie. Great hack. It's a great life hack. And Jeff, thank you for spelling it out for us so well. Jeff Herring is at the University of Utah. He's the Chief Human Resources Officer.
Well, I've known some friends who've done this, who've decided to take jobs at universities here in the state so their kids could get 50% off of, because the university tuitions are going to be a lot more than what it costs at like community college. It just is. It's just how it is. So now that we know the life hack is true, there you go. They're going to be flooded with applications. I mean, if you got a couple of kids in college, you'd be saving a significant amount of money.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
You're saving them significant amounts of money. Yesterday, Dave and I went in depth on this term called double haters for the 2024 presidential election. 18% of voters say, we don't like either guy. Is there an option for a third party candidate? We're going to explore that with Boyd next.